The WTO will meet next week to consider proposed retaliatory tariffs by Canada and Mexico over the country of origin labeling law. Senator Charles Grassley of Iowa is hoping that the Senate will act before then to make the law more compliant, and he favors the voluntary labeling approach in the bill proposed by Senators Stabenow and Hoeven, which he is co-sponsoring.
I hope it gets passed because I think it's an opportunity for us to do something that is WTO legal, or if there's any question about the legality of it, it shouldn't be there, or how does Canada get away with having a similar law similar to Stabenow? So I think it's a case of Canada working together with meat processors in the United States to see if they can ballyhoo us into outright repeal.
Grassley disputes the notion that a voluntary system of labeling for meat would still be unacceptable to Mexico and Canada.
How could Canada have the guts to do that when they have a very similar law? It just doesn't make sense. In other words, if we would take this argument to the American people and say, we're just going to do what Canada does, and surely Canada can't sue us if we do something they have on their books, how could Canada win that argument?
Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas believes repealing COOL for meat products is the only acceptable way to prevent retaliation that would impact many sectors of the economy.
Products including beef and pork and cherries and ethanol, repeat, and ethanol, wine, orange juice, jewelry, even mattresses, furniture, parts for heating appliances are just some of the targets of the Canadian retaliation. California alone has $4 billion in exports to Canada at risk. Florida, Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Texas, Washington, and Wisconsin each have roughly $1 billion in exports from their state at risk from the Canadian retaliation alone.
An amendment introduced by Senator Roberts and included in the Highway Transportation Bill would repeal COOL. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.